This podcast is brought to you by the Communications Department at the Dominican University of California. Thank you. Now, this is America's Identity, hosted by Mr. Dillon. Hello, everybody. I'm Mr. Dillon. Let's hop right into it. Welcome. This is America's Identity, where I discuss what truly is this great country's true identity, whether you like it or not. In today's episode, I will lay the cornerstone in the vast foundation of what America truly is. By my definition, which I believe is what a vast amount of Americans believe in, but cannot speak out openly because of the domestic enemies of these United States. The United States was founded by Anglo, Celtic, Germanic, and Dutch Europeans who wanted to live in a society of freedom and of liberty and to exercise these rights that the one true Christian God gave us men, ultimately to form a more perfect union away from Great Britain in most cases, which Great Britain lacked these independent rights, especially since the schism of the Anglican Church. Now, what is America's identity? America's identity can be boiled down to three characteristics that have been given to us by our predecessors of this great American continent. It is these three simple terms I state to you now. Christian, European, and nationalistic. Spain, Portugal, France, the Dutch, the English, and all her colonies brought these three values to the North American continent. Spain, which with its Catholic Empire, Great Britain with its nationalistic empire, and the French, the Dutch, the Portuguese with its European identity. All of these great empires I've listed have all been European, Christian, and nationalist. And that is what America is today. We are a Christian, European, nationalist country. That is our culture. It is not a culture of stolen land. We are not on stolen land. We are on land that we have conquered as the natives conquered each other for many moons before we arrived for no nobler or greater cause. But we did win. We survived. We went across the Atlantic Ocean to an unknown land and survived and won. Now, is anybody perfect? No. On both sides, were we nice to each other? No. But I'm the one standing here today. I'm the one speaking about America, which is better than living on the prairies, in my humble opinion. Now, to dive into America's identity, let's begin. Chapter 1, the settlers. I do not like to use the word colonization to describe the first people that came across the shores that were pale-skinned and Christian, because they were explorers, they were pioneers and conquerors. They did set up a colony, but it wasn't a colony that lasted. We had to come back and try again. After the colony of Roanoke failed, we came back. We came back after certain death and defeat. We conquered again. Now, chapter 2, we've established ourselves on the eastern seaboard. Britain is its ruler. And so we have bought and fought against the natives for its land. And then we fast forward to the Revolutionary War, where there is a group of people calling themselves Americans. They were not British. They were not English. They were not Scottish. They were not Australian. They're not New Zealand. They're not from these places with a Union Jack. They were American, and they wanted to be taxed like Americans. They didn't want to be taxed by a king who was not there. They wanted to be free. They wanted to be a people of their own. So, with a bunch of pitchforks and farmers and some soldiers and help from the French, we defeated the greatest military might since Rome, and we prospered. We did it. We beat the greatest power to ever exist on this planet. Do you understand what I'm saying? A group of farmers and poorly trained militia and soldiers and some Frenchmen decided to revolt against the greatest empire since Rome and seceded it. That is what America is. We are the revolutionary patriots of the Western Hemisphere. And we have now turned ourselves into the greatest empire since Rome. We are the dominant force in the world because of these people who said, an extra couple cents on my tea, taxing of my tea, and enough of it. That is their identity. That is our identity. Our identity is freedom. And now we sit, stand, drive. Every day we hear and see these things that are un-American. We see these liberal ideologies, these communist ideologies, the ideologies saying it's not okay to be white, it's not okay to be Christian, it's not okay to be European. Our sacrifice and our devotion to this freedom of speech have given these people the right to say the things they do, which they are entitled to. But we must put a stop to this blasphemy against our great nation. Because our identity is under attack. Listen up. Listen up, men, women, children. The boomers, the baby boomers, have ruined this country. They have given us enemies to fear. And we do fear them. But we will fear them no more. We'll rise up against the mass immigration, the mass killing of our unborn, the mass genocide of our European identity, the burning of our churches, the taking down of statues of Confederate soldiers and generals. We will stand up and rise against these occupiers in our country. As the Irish defeated the British, as the Americans defeated the British, this new stock of Americans, descendants of the Irish and the Italians, who came across these shores legally and brought forth the fruits of their country and their work and made it a greater place to live in. That's what a true immigrant does. He assimilates. We do not call Somalians who do not assimilate, who do not recognize this is a European Christian country. We do not accept them as American. And we must remove those who do not believe in America from our land. We must denationalize them. We must revoke their citizenship. We fought a civil war over slavery and states' rights. As a Christian, I do not support slavery at all, but I do support the right for self-determination. And not every man that wore that gray Confederate uniform owned a slave, but they did have the right to fight for their own identity as they saw it was. But I will not see another civil war in this country against people who say that socialism works. I will not fight against someone for such pettiness. We have killed ourselves. We have become soft and weak. That is our identity now. That's what the world sees us as. The world saw us as a power, as a superpower after World War II. And then we got off the gold standard. We decided to become a universal country of wealth and opportunity for everybody. And we sucked the native stock dry. We must return to it. We must return to our nativism. We must return to our identity. Remember what I said, my listeners. We are a Christian, European, nationalistic identity. We will fight against these domestic occupiers and domestic enemies of these United States. The ones who once taxed us 45% of our income. The ones who wants to say it's okay to kill the unborn. The ones who wants to say all religions are equal. The one who wants to say that white people are the problem. That the original stock of this country is the problem. Nobody's perfect in this country. But I will refuse to deny the fact that race is an integral part of any country. The Chinese are Chinese. The Russians are Russian. It is clear that they have a distinct language, identity, skin tone, heritage, honor, and culture that China and Russia have different from each other. America is the same. America is not a country of immigrants. America is not a melting pot. We will not believe that lie anymore. America is a European, Christian, nationalistic identity. We are the world power. And to remain the world power, to have a future in this country, to even buy a home in this country, you must exclude what we have brought in. What the descendants of the descendants of the descendants of the founding fathers would have spewed their blood over. If the founding fathers were here today, people would call them Nazis and fascists. That's how far we've gone off track. George Washington would be blacklisted from every job he wanted to get. He'd probably be arrested. That's how far we've gotten from. America, listen to me. Listen. I am you. I am part of your struggle. I would like to own a home. I'd like to have a family, a big one, because we were being outbred. I want to be proud of my identity, proud of my skin, proud of my religion. But the forces that be, forces that we have elected, have decided that I am the problem, decided that the majority of the population is the problem. They want to get rid of us. They want to dismantle us. We must not let that happen. We must be patriots. Thank you, everybody, and God bless.